Rise like a phoenix, seven wonders of your inner world anger. Let's understand what phoenix is. The phoenix is a spirit animal created from fire. In the spiritual and mythical world, it symbolizes rebirth and transformation. Phoenix can rise from ashes. In ancient Greek and Egyptian mythology, it is associated with the sun god. In Hindu mythology, the bird Garuda, a kite or an eagle, is the Vahana, mount, of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu comes to earth in times of imbalance to restore the Dharma in this world. He stands between Brahma, the creator, and Shiva, the destroyer. Vishnu was incarnated many times, and the most popular and loved in Hinduism are God Krishna and Rama. In the Rig Veda, the sun is compared to a bird flying across the sky, while an eagle flies from heaven to earth carrying the delicious Sama plant. How can phoenix be a significant part of our negativity and traumas? Why are we talking mythologically with phoenix? One of my spirit guides is phoenix. While I was immensely working with my inner demons through healing and spirituality, he first came to show me how to burn my inner negativity and be reborn from the ashes to be powerful. He taught me how we can use our pain as our power. In every phase of era in this world from ancient times till now, the phoenix played very significantly in every incarnation and change in both the world, earth, world and spiritual realms. To transform, we need to burn something or leave it behind to form a new world around us, either energetically or physically. The phoenix spirit animal symbolizes hope, power, rebirth, and transformation as it rises from the ashes of fire. Several more emblems are connected to the phoenix. These images all depict various facets of this fabled bird. Seven wonders need to be focused on, and today, we will talk about our first wonder, i.e., anger/rage. What is anger? We all feel angry towards others, strongly upset or annoyed because something terrible happened. Anger is a fire element that burns the person from the inside, not the person from whom we are upset or hurt. Does this anger help us to grow, or does it destroy us? It will destroy us within. Anger is a strong emotion that results from anything wrong or harmful. It is the emotion that makes someone desire to injure other people, yell, or do other unpleasant things. Anger is stored in many lives, too, and it becomes the default personality when embedded without knowing that we carry anger for years. Why do I call these wonders? We all come with these wonders of the negative feelings rooted a long way back from many incarnations that turn into rage and hatred. During spiritual being, it is first and most important to overcome these wonders to feel love and blissfulness. The seven wonders to overcome in this lifetime are anger, ego, greed, jealousy, lust, guilt, shame. Everyone in this world wants unconditional love, respect, and happiness. But many negative aspects don't let us get blissful happiness. How can we be unconditional love and respect others to feel happiness? When we look for wants and needs again, we are building the desire of how people will treat us the way we want, but do we do vice versa? No. So, everything starts first to look for change. That's why I call all these wonders to change my life and how I want to perceive life for myself. If I want to see love, I need to love myself and forgive myself first. If I want to receive unconditionally, I need to be in the essence of unconditional love. As humans in this body, we are cruel to ourselves without knowing how much we have damaged due to family and society's conditional behaviors and patterns. It takes seconds to become angry as others throw tantrums, some may trigger old wounds. Still, it takes ages to overcome those feelings, forgive, and let go of the things not serving our highest and best of this life incarnation. Because of these seven wonders, some people rule this world without humanity. We see terrorism, war, and heartbreaking innocent people being victimized for no reason. but eventually, everyone is going through their karma for many lives. This is where healing and spiritual practice are very important today and in the future. People have forgotten why we came here in this world. We all have a purpose to serve humanity with different modalities, but we forget to run behind money and make this world overpopulated. With this soul journey, money, career, business, and family are part of life. It's not life, but to connect with the higher self and to walk the path with purpose itself is life. In this life, we can change and transform our most inner pains. Anger is the deepest wound we carry from the many lives we all have inside us. Some people can control it, and others need an anxiety therapist in Dubai to heal. Any of our negative aspects or wonders are related to the chakras. The emotional and physical imbalances happen due to an imbalance or blockage in our chakras. Explore and understand how the first wonder lets us rise like a phoenix. What chakra is anger related to? Root chakra is the first of the seven chakras in our body. The chakra belongs to creating the foundation of your life, or the root chakra grounds us to the earth. Also known as Muladhara chakra in Sanskrit, it means support and root. Muladhara chakra is related to your feelings of security and safety, which comes through very first with money, as in this world, money energy is the only exchange to live on this planet. The physical and metaphorical security and safety needs include your primary and emotional needs. Due to an imbalance in the root chakra, you may feel restlessness, anger, and insecurity. Associated with the color red, root chakra is located at the base of the spine. An imbalance in the chakra may lead to anger issues due to a perceived threat to the safety and survival of an individual. Past traumas are another reason for an imbalanced root chakra and filled anger /rage in an individual. Past traumas can be caused by this life or past life abuse, dealing with a narcissist, the death of a loved one, loss of job, or any severe injury or mishappening in life. The memories of the past trigger our minds and shred our souls into pieces, causing us post-traumatic stress disorder. The symptoms include anger, agitation, irritability, fear, insecurity, and more. With root chakra balancing by a professional mind healing or life coach, you can help yourself with eliminating anger issues. You can join our 21-day Reiki workshop. Removing the blockages of root chakra helps let go of past trauma, insecurity, fear, and stable emotions, ultimately freeing yourself from anger and frustration due to a proper healing regime. Which crystal is the best to heal anger issues? Crystal is the best and best cushion for our healing works, phenomenally to cut off your anger or rage hidden inside you and let you rise high like a phoenix. If you ever visited a mind healing professional to eliminate the negative emotion of anger, they might have provided you with crystal healing. Crystal is not only doing healing but also directs how to heal your inner wounds. Crystal helps us in many ways. Here are the best combinations of crystal works for anger: amethyst to develop physical energy, rose quartz to be in unconditional and compassionate energy, obsidian for releasing heavy feelings, black tourmaline to overcome fears, sulnite for cleansing inner space, peridot with rhodonite for calming the nervous system, kyanite for grounding energy. So, these crystals are excellent with jewelry or can be placed in the altar. With its calming energy, crystal healing energy helps to overcome and calm our nervous system's auric field, develops communication with our physical and higher self, and clears the space from our negative emotions that lead to anger /rage, anxiety, depression, and insomnia. The first wonder, or pain, of anger, can be healed by balancing root chakra followed by Reiki and sound healing. If it is severe, we must go through the subconscious mind to understand the cause and repair from the roots, belief system. This can be healed through our RTT Rapid Transformation Therapy, which helps us get into the REM stage or alpha stage to understand those beliefs and helps us to let go of the negative traumas. It is 90 minutes a session, worth understanding our pain from parents and unfortunate events happened in our childhood or past life. It's the most accessible and safest way to regress those emotions and feelings from our system. Your aggression, frustration, and irritability show that you need to move toward healing and work on yourself. Conclusively, the best life coach and mind healing consultant, Priti Palmer at Light Angelic, offers you all the incredible healing techniques to eliminate your negative thoughts and open up the doors of entering the path of growth and success. The fantastic techniques provided by Priti Palmer at Light Angelic are as follows: Past Life Regression, New Moon Meditation, Full Moon Meditation, Eclipse Meditation, Chakra Balancing, Grounded Sea Meditation, Singing Sound Frequency Healing, Holistic Mind Healing, Reiki Balancing Chakras with Physical Pain, Rapid Transformation Therapy, Anxiety and Depression Therapy, Relationship Therapy, Inner Childhood Therapy, Healing Vortex Yoga. If you, too, have uncontrolled anger issues and a mind full of pessimism, visit Light Angelic now. Rise like a phoenix with superb healing methods.